News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Finance Minister Dr. Peter Phillips says the government intends to pay all retroactive sums associated with the new wage agreements this fiscal year. Dr. Phillips says while significant adjustments will be necessary to fund the agreed wage increases for the current and next financial years, the government is making every effort to facilitate the increases as soon as possible.
Meeting these commitments, which includes the 4% and the 3%, and the allowances, some of which extend beyond 4%, will require, as we have said, compensatory adjustments to the budget for this fiscal year.
Dr. Phillips was speaking in Parliament recently. He reiterated that the government has no plans to pursue job cuts in order to meet the terms of the new public sector wage agreement. The government has received approximately $810.2 million in World Bank grant funding support to improve climate and weather data collection and information management within ministries, departments, and agencies. The undertaking is part of a package of projects valued at approximately $3.57 billion being financed in Jamaica under the Pilot Program for Climate Resilience. Finance and Planning Minister Dr. Peter Phillips, in welcoming the World Bank support, underscored the need to generate data that will adequately assist Jamaica's preparation to deal with climate change.
This will be of tremendous benefit to our farmers, our planners, residents in flood-prone areas, people in industries like tourism, our security services, our health facilities, etc. It will be of tremendous benefit to the whole country.
Primary beneficiaries of the project include the Ministry of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change and its agencies, the National Meteorological Service, Water Resources Authority and National Spatial Data Management Division, as well as the Ministry of Health, among other stakeholders. Staff and students at the G.C. Foster College of Physical Education and Sports now have access to a refurbished running track. The new Level 2 International Association of Athletics Federation's certified synthetic track was officially recommissioned into service during a special ceremony at the school last Wednesday. Speaking on behalf of Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller, Sports Minister Natalie Nita Headley said the new running track will ensure the college continues to play a major role in producing outstanding Jamaican track and field athletes.
Both Asafo Powell and Usain Bolt ran here before they became global megastars. Men who are national coaches at both the junior and senior levels trained here before achieving national success. This institution has become a catalyst for great things in sport.
Renovations were completed at a cost of $1.5 million, funded entirely by the Sports Development Foundation. Works involved the removal of the existing surface, excavation and installation of the base and sub-base material, rehabilitation of the infield and surface water control works. And plans are in place to convert and use wastewater from the Kingston metropolitan area for irrigation purposes. This in response to the increased need for alternate water sources for agriculture. General Manager for the Central Wastewater Treatment Company, CWTC, Keith Goodison, says sugarcane is one of the crops being considered for reused water irrigation.
We also intend, with proper education and consistent quality standards, to offer reuse water for agricultural purposes. You'll be looking at hardy crops to use the water. It has nutrients which are consistent with an expansion and development of those crops.
Mr. Goodison was speaking at a recent GIS think tank session. He says a public education campaign would be undertaken to sensitize the public of the benefits of using the water for irrigation purposes. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
Our planet, come and consume it here. Every little thing that we have around here. You see the wildlife, we need to protect that. Protect the Jamaican bubble and the black bill parrot.
We said them endangered and them crying out the hey.
Consume with care.
message from the National Environment and Planning Agency and Herbert Morrison Technical High School, winner of the 2015 World Environment Day Poetry Competition.